Meet the Schwa, taught by Sherry Summers. This lesson was recorded specifically for students of the American Accent course. Any reproduction of this audio in any form is strictly prohibited without the permission of AccentOnSpeaking.com.
Hi, and welcome back to class. In this lesson, we're going to talk about the Schwa. Meet the Schwa, your new best friend in English. Silly title? Maybe. But this is the sound that's going to make a huge difference in the way you speak English. What is the schwa? The schwa is a very short, very simple sound that can take the place of any unstressed vowel. I like to think of the schwa as being almost a non-sound. Well, it is there. But we're not thinking about that sound so much because we're trying to get from one syllable to the next as quickly as possible. This is a very, very common sound in American English. In fact, did you know that this is the most common sound in American English? It's common because we can see it in almost all, not all, but almost all words that have more than one syllable. And we also very commonly see it in the small words, words like prepositions and articles, conjunctions and modals. So if you look at a sentence and add up how many schwa sounds you hear in one sentence, it can be incredible. Often more than half of the vowel sounds in a sentence are actually schwas. So remember, the schwa is a very short sound, and it can take the place of any unstressed vowel in English. So how do we pronounce the schwa? The schwa looks like an upside-down E in phonetic symbols, but it's not pronounced anything like an E or an E. It's just pronounced as an uh. Your tongue is resting in your mouth. It doesn't go high. It doesn't go forward. It doesn't go back. Your mouth is open slightly. If you put your finger between your teeth, you probably shouldn't get your finger in all the way. So your jaw is slightly opened, not very much, just slightly opened. And the sound that comes out is uh. So because this is such an important sound in English, in this lesson, let's focus specifically on sounds that have the schwa or the uh. So don't worry so much about words. Think more in terms of sound. If you look at the list of words that I have for you, you'll see all of these words have a schwa. You'll also notice something else. The schwa can only be in content words, that is noun, verbs, adjectives, and adverbs, if the word has two or more syllables. It can be in structure words such as prepositions and articles, but we're not going to talk about that right now. Right now, let's just focus on the sound. How does the schwa sound? So if you look at the first set of words, you'll see just simply a schwa. Let's try it. Now, when we say the schwa, keep in mind what we're trying to do is get to the next consonant sound as quickly as possible. So you see the sound plus long. Long. Long is a nice strong sound. The schwa is a very weak sound. We put them together, we have long. Along. Now be very careful. You don't want to remove that schwa sound. Otherwise, you'll just have a one-syllable word. Long. You've got to put that little baby sound in there, otherwise you'll have a different word. So we have a long, along. Next we have a about, about, about. And we have a evolve, evolve, evolve. Okay, so we're just trying to make the sound as quickly as possible and get on to the next syllable. Okay, our second word is enough. 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 Trying to get to the sound enough as quickly as possible. Don't forget the the schwa. Enough. And also the word violin. Listen carefully. Vi-lin. It's still in there, but it's not strong. The O has been replaced by a schwa because it's a very weak syllable. Vi-lin. Violin. 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 So notice the spelling of the schwa can be anything. In the first word, we had an A, but the sound was U. In enough, we had an E, but the sound was U. And in violin, we have an O that has been replaced by U. So it doesn't matter what the vowel is. If it's in a weak syllable, it can be replaced by U. Look at the next set of words. We have R plus a schwa, which sounds like R. R. Listen. Reliable. R. Reliable. Hear that schwa in there? R. Reliable. Trying to get to lie as quick as possible. Reliable. Irritate. 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 Hear that nice r sound in there? Not iri, not iri, ira. Irritate. And we have responsible. R. R. Try it out. Nice and short. Start with the R sound. Drop into a very quick schwa. R. Responsible. Responsible. Now let me tell you right now. Whenever you have a word that has an E before a stressed syllable, that E can be pronounced either as an E or a schwa. It's a very common thing. And it happens about 50-50. What I mean is 50% of the time we say E and 50% of the time we say or schwa. I would really like for you to practice the schwa. And again, that only happens with words that have an E before a stressed syllable. We'll talk about that more later. So we could say responsible, reliable. You'll hear people who say that. But for practicing purposes, try the schwa. Reliable. Responsible. Our next set of words has a D plus a schwa, which sounds like D. D. So we have D plus bait. Debate. Debate. And we have independent. Independent. And also delicious. Delicious. That was delicious. Also, you could say delicious, but it's really more common to say delicious. Delicious. Trying to get to the lish as quickly as possible. Delicious. Okay, in our next set of words, we have a K, a schwa, and an N. The pronunciation is kun. Kun. We have broken. Broken. Notice how I almost dwell on the bro, but the kun is so small. Kun, kun. Broken. Broken. Now, a very common mistake that people make when they're learning English is to pronounce a C-O-N as con or con sometimes. But very often, if the C-O-N is in a weak syllable, it sounds like kun, kun. So we say that very quickly, move to the next syllable as quickly as possible. Connection, connection. Notice how fast that C-O-N is. It's not con. It's not cone. It's con. Connection. Connection. The same thing goes with convention. 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 Next, we have a very, very common sound, and that's the sound shun, shun. It's usually spelled T-I-O-N, although we can see it as a C-I-A-N sometimes, and there are some other variations. But the sound is sh, plus a schwa, plus an n, shun, shun. Action, action, action. Nation. Nation. I put a lot of emphasis on the nay, very little emphasis on the shin. Nation. Invention. Invention. T-I-O-N at the end is very small. Invention. Okay, next we see the k plus a schwa plus an m sound. And the sound is kum, kum. You may be looking at words that have a C-O-M and saying kom, or sometimes kom. Be very careful. If the C-O-M is in an unstressed syllable, it's pronounced kum, kum. For example, kum, computer, kum, kum, computer. Notice how small that is. I don't work on my computer. I work on my computer. Computer. Pew is a very strong sound, the second syllable. The first syllable is very short. Com, com, computer. The next word is a long word, but it still starts with an unstressed com, com. Communication. Communication. We're going very quickly over that kum sound to get to the communication. Communication. And finally we have kum, incom, incomplete. Incomplete. Very small schwa sound representing that O. It's incomplete. Okay, let's look at the R plus a schwa plus an N pronounced run, run. The unstressed syllable, run, as in children, not children, make a schwa, children, children. Okay, and a measurement of heat in the United States is Fahrenheit. Notice how it dips down there very small. Fahrenheit, Fahrenheit. 50 degrees Fahrenheit, ren, ren, Fahrenheit. And a woman's name, ren, Renee, Renee. Okay, next we have L plus a schwa pronounced as L, L, as in the word holla, holiday. Holiday. The L is still there, but it's very short. Holiday. Holiday. You can hear the ha and the day, but not L so much. But don't forget it. Just go over it as quickly as possible. Holiday. Simplify. 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 And mila, military. Military, l, 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 not mille, 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 military, military. Okay, next we have the sound s, s, written as an s plus a schwa, although it can be spelled with a c. The sound is s, s, as quickly as possible, s. Solicit, solicit. Solicit, solicit, solicit. Spelled with an S-O, but the sound is S. The next word is Incident. Incident. We've got a C-I, but the sound is S. Incident. Incident. And finally, miscellaneous. Miscellaneous. S. Still has a S sound. It's a nice short schwa. Miscellaneous. Next we have tum. Tum. It doesn't matter what the vowel sound is. It's a T plus a schwa plus an M. Tum. Tum. As in the word symptom. Symptom. Spelled with a T-O-M, but the sound is tum. Symptom. Or system. System. Spelled T-E-M, but the sound is tum. System. And a nice long word, tumultuous. Tumultuous. T-U-M, but the sound is tum. Tumultuous. Okay, next we've got an L plus a schwa plus an S sound. Again, don't let the spelling affect your pronunciation. The sound is lus. Lus. As in necklace. 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 And atlas. Atlas. L-A-S, but lus. Atlas. And illus. Illustration. Illus. It's an L-U-S, but it's a weak syllable. Illus. Illustration. I like that illustration. All right, and next we've got the D sound plus a schwa plus an R. Whenever we have a schwa plus an R, the sound will be R. R. So when we put a D in front of it, we have the sound dr. Dr. We'll talk more about the R a little bit in the future. But the R, the American R, after any kind of vowel sound or with a schwa, is actually pronounced as a schwa plus R. So the new sound is R. R. So here we have dr. Dr. As in sender. Sender. Who's the sender of this package? Sender. And we have understand. Understand. Dr. Dr. Understand. And thunder. Thunder. Thunder and lightning. Thunder. Dr. Dr. Thunder. Thun is very stressed. Dr. is very weak. Thunder. Thunder. Now, something interesting about this next section, you see a T-E-R. Listen. Computer. Computer. What's interesting about that? You see a T, but what do you hear? Computer. Water. Heater. You see the T? Sounds like a D. This is very common in American English. T's in weak syllables are often pronounced D, D. Very similar to a D sound. Technically, it's not a D. It's more like a T flap because you hit your tongue against your teeth very quickly, but loose enough to give it a voiced sound. So, because these T's are at the beginning of an unstressed syllable, very common for the T to sound like D, D, D. So listen again. Computer. Computer. There's that cum in the front. Computer. My computer's broken. Computer. Okay. And water. Water. There's no T sound there. Water. 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 And heater. Heater. The water heater is broken. Water. Heater. Nice strong stress on the first syllable there, the wa and the he. But the dr is pretty short. There's a schwa there. Heater. And finally on our list, we have the th sound. It's a voice th sound plus a schwa plus an r. The sound is thr. Thr. You've got to stick your tongue out to make that th sound, thr, and pull it in quickly to make the r, but still in an unstressed syllable. The sound is very weak, as in father, my father, father. Notice how short thr is, short and weak, thr, father, my father. Other, other. Other people, other, 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 and weather, weather. How's the weather? Weather. Nice, strong syllables, very short, weak syllables with a schwa. Okay, good. Let's go back through this list and try it one more time. Really pay attention to getting over the schwa as quickly as possible. In fact, it's almost not there. It is there, but it's almost not there. Try to get from one sound to the next sound as quickly as possible. Here we go. Along. Enough. Violin. Reliable. Irritate. Responsible. Debate. Independent. Delicious. Broken. Connection. Convention. Action. Nation. Invention. Computer. Communicate. Communication. Incomplete. Children. Fahrenheit. Renee. Holiday. Simplify. Military. Solicit. Incident. Miscellaneous. Symptom. System. Tumultuous. Necklace. Atlas. Illustration. Sender. Understand. Thunder. Computer. Water. Heater. Father. Other. Weather. All right, good. Now, of course, this is not a complete list of all the possibilities of schwas and syllables in which schwas can be used. There are many, many, many combinations. But start opening your ears and listening around you. If you really pay attention, you should pick up something that's not there that much, and that is the schwa. Most likely, since you've been reading for a long time, you imagine that people are saying words more similar to the way the words are written. But guess what? They're not. They're not being spoken the way they're written. Sometimes in one word, we can find 75% of the vowel sounds pronounced as a schwa. Let me give you an example. How about the word America? America. Let's look at that. America. America. How many schwa sounds can you hear in that word? America. America. If I said that word nice and clear as it's written, I would say America. America. But I didn't say that, did I? I said America. How many schwas are there? Three. The first A is a schwa. Me, that's a primary stress. That's not a schwa. R, there's a schwa. K, there's a schwa again. America, America. So schwas are everywhere. They're all over the place. Listen to people around you. Listen to movies and DVDs. Listen to TV. You need to hear this before you're going to comfortably put it into your own English language. Perk up your ears. Start listening. You're going to be amazed. But a word of caution. Since this may be a new sound for you, this may not be easy to transition from the way you're currently speaking into using schwas all over the place. It may take you a while to get there, but don't worry about it. Let it come. Be kind to yourself, but keep your mind open. Keep trying. That's the key. Keep trying. But don't punish yourself if you can't do well. Just keep trying, and you're going to get this. The schwa is the key. The schwa is going to make your English much better. So something that you thought would be so big and would help you speak English better is actually something very small which will help you speak English better. So pay attention to this schwa. And don't worry, it's going to come up again and again in all of our future lessons. But keep your ears open. Notice what's going on around you. And see if you can pick it up in other words that you use daily. Start writing them down. Start practicing them with the schwa sound. You'll be amazed. Okay, I'll see you in our next lesson. Work hard, but have fun. Bye-bye.